loud, babe. Sun is out and shining, but the air is tasting gray. Shut your door, babe.
Everybody, it is another Thursday, and this is Tinsel Talk with DJLC on radio.dominican.edu, and I am here again with Cassandra, like always. I think my mic's off.
No, it's not.
Okay, I just can't hear myself.
I can hear you.
That's good. Everyone should hear me. Music was too loud, that's why. Ooh, I spit on the mic, sorry. Whoever's coming in after me. Okay, so on today's show, it's almost the weekend. Hey, best time of the week, I guess, maybe. So what we're going to talk about today, there's a lot of categories. I think some of them will be shorter than others, obviously. We have movies, TV shows. We have the Brit Awards, which I'll explain when I get to them. Oscars, current obsessions, Justin Bieber. He has his own category today. And then, of course, celebrity gossip, because rumor has it. Rumor has it. Okay, but we're going to move right along into movies. Okay, when was it? It was a three-day weekend. So
last
it was like,
Monday.
Okay, right. Last Monday. Well, like 2 Mondays ago, because last Monday was Monday. So 2 Mondays ago, me and Cassandra, that sounded weird. We went and saw Safe Haven. That Nicholas Sparks movie. And we went with my mom, so how cool are we? But it was so good.
It was, yeah. It was really good.
Like, I was told one of the story twists, but then there was supposed to be like another one, and I totally saw it coming, and then I kind of cried a little because it was so sad. Right when she said, make sure to take pictures, I was like, oh my gosh. That's the woman right there.
Yeah, it was very suspenseful.
It was. It was really good.
Even though I knew there was going to be a plot twist, but it was good.
It was really good. Suspense was really, really good. Really good. Like, obviously, okay, you know, Nicholas Sparks, romantic comedy. It's not a romantic comedy. It's just a romance, maybe. They're going to end up together, blah, blah, blah. There's going to be trials and tribulations. But it was so good. And then last weekend, I saw Beautiful Creatures. And I was like, I was so excited to see this because I read the books when I was in Cabo over winter break. Can't stress that enough that I went to Cabo while you guys were here in the rain. So I read the book and it was such a good book and I loved it. I was so excited for the movie to come out, and then the movie was like completely different and I was really kind of upset about it. Like, the ending is completely different. Let me just tell you, she like erases his memory in the end, so he doesn't remember her, and that never happens in the movie. I mean, the book, because in the book, there's like 3 other books after the first one. And it just really made me upset. Like, why change a perfectly good book? So, I'm going to grade these movies. I forgot to tell you we're grading these movies. And okay. Beautiful Creatures, I'm giving a C. Safe Haven? What would you say you're gonna rate it?
Maybe between a B plus and an A minus.
That's what I was thinking too. Like, it could have had more shirtless Josh Duhamel, and that would have maybe boosted up to an A.
Yeah.
But a solid B plus for sure.
Yeah.
Def.
Like an 89.9%.
Sure, that B plus, solid, close to an A minus. Like, if they would have put a little more work in there, it could have been an A minus.
Mm-hmm.
And as in work, I mean more shirtless men. And that's basically it for movies. But then TV shows, this has also been kind of lacking, like, because Glee's not on. There's like a 3-week break. I'm so sad about that. There's literally nothing to do on Thursday nights. Nothing to look forward to besides this show. But I like caught up on The Bachelor because I watched The Bachelor with my mom. And I didn't see Monday's episode, but I already know what happens. And Ashley goes home. And that's shocking to me because I thought she was going to win. Right?
Yeah, I thought that too.
Yeah, I thought she was going to win.
I almost put money down.
It's a good thing you didn't.
I know.
I was going to say you should have, but then you shouldn't have. But then, so all that's left is Lindsay and Catherine. And I don't know why Catherine's still there, because she was like crying about how since he doesn't like this other girl, Leslie, he's not going to like her. I don't know. It was just really weird. That was weird, right?
It was weird. Like, why?
Yeah, why are you crying? You're still there.
You should be happy that he chose you over her, because yeah. Overall, you want him to choose you and not the other girls. Why cry about it?
Exactly. And, like, I guess, like, I was talking to someone that watched The Bachelor, and they were telling me that when Ashley went home, like, when he, like, usually walks them out, and when he walked her out, she, like, didn't say anything, and she was just, like, she left without him. She kind of walked ahead of him, like, not letting him walk her out. And he's like, wait, wait. And then when she turned around, she just, like, gave him this like stone cold face, and then he was like said his piece, like, oh, I eliminated, like, you know, I still care for you, da da da, blah blah blah. She didn't say anything, and then she got in the limo, and then she was like, I don't think this is a game. All the rest of the girls think it's a game. I don't. One, it is a game, okay? You're in there to win it. Like, let's just get that clear. I don't care what you say, it's a game. Game first. Like, how many bachelors actually end up getting married to the person they pick? Like, 1%, not even that. Anyways, so The Bachelor's almost over, which means The Bachelorette will come back. And would it be a girl from this? I'm thinking it's a girl from this Bachelor season. And so I was thinking about this last night when I woke up and I couldn't fall back asleep. I'm thinking it's going to be Leslie M. She's from Washington, D.C. Or I think it's going to be the one-armed girl, which I'm kind of like, this is mean, but I really hope it's not the one-armed girl. That's just, I don't think it'd be a very good season. I mean, let's get it straight. Like, a lot of people are shallow. They're not going to fight for her attention. Sorry. Not sorry. I was talking about how I hate that expression earlier. And then the Carrie Diaries. On Monday, and I mean, I kind of almost forgot what happened, besides the fact that the guy that plays Sebastian was looking so good.
When doesn't he, though?
That's true. He always he's so good looking. Ooh, I know there's a dance, and he was like super jealous of her date.
Carrie and her boyfriend broke up.
Yeah. Oh.
And then that other Mouse like, broke up with.
And she was like.
Yeah, exactly. If only you could see her facial reaction.
I have this thing where I can summarize the entire episode with just like he said and she says, and then I do like a facial expression that and captures the moment.
Hand movements.
Yeah, and they're really good. Like, I'm really good at it for that.
Like,
show.
It pretty much sums it up.
Yeah.
Like, she did that, and then he's like.
Yeah. He was like, and she was like, And then Pretty Little, oh my gosh. Oh, I hit the microphone because I went to hit my head. Oh my gosh, Pretty Little Liars. Oh. Okay, so like Spencer, she finally tells the rest of them that Toby, he was on Team A. And then she's like tracking down Team A, and she goes to like follow them. And then she sees that Toby is in a bike accident and dead. What? Like, no, that's taking it too far. I was already upset when Toby was on Team A, and then you're going to have to go kill him? Like, this is just not okay with me. What are you doing with the show? Oh, I was freaking out. Like, I was really, really upset, and I needed, like, a whole room of tables to flip over. Like, that's how angry I was. I wanted to flip tables over. And there's no Glee. So there's nothing to talk about for that one. But I'm going to play music now. And I think I will choose, let's go with Ben Howard, because this kind of goes into the next segment here. And so, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DJLC on Tinsel Talk, and I already covered movies and TV shows, and up next, I'll be going into the Brit Awards and the Oscars. And right now, this is Ben Howard with The Wolves. Back, and that was Ben Howard with The Wolves. Oh, I forgot to pause this, so it's gonna start playing again. Anyways, this is DJLC on Tinsel Talk on radio.dominican.edu, and up next we're gonna talk about the Brit Awards, which is like a music award. I can't think of the word music. It's a music award for British artists, but then they also have like international categories. So it's basically for everyone.
It's kind of like the Grammys, but in Britain.
And it's like less laid back, and like there's not a stick up everyone's butt about
things.
They're
like at round tables and they're drinking and just having a good time. Whereas the Grammys, they're in lines.
Yeah.
Like just seats.
Definitely more stick up the butt type of thing. I don't know if I could say that on here, but I just did twice. So moving on. So that was on last Wednesday, and I caught bits and pieces of it because, you know, I'm not from Britain, I'm not from the UK, so it's harder for me to watch these type of things.
We're from
but
Narnia.
I do. Yeah, basically, when it comes to things I care about, I'm from Narnia, practically. And so there was like a red carpet, and I just feel like the Grammys is also more like the red carpet's a bigger deal, which kind of irritates me. I don't care about the red carpets, where it's less of a big deal at the Brits. But Rizzle Kicks, that duo that me and Cassandra met, they were on the red carpet doing interviews, so obviously we watched all those. And Ed Sheeran was there, and he presented a breakthrough artist, and that was all he was there for. Too bad he didn't perform or win anything. But and then he also lost his phone.
His American phone, not his UK phone.
Yeah, he has two phones. What?
Just to make that clear.
Yeah, and it had like his entire new album on it. And that's not out yet.
He was freaking out, and like security was asking him, like, "Oh, your UK phone's missing." He's like, "No, my American phone." He made that very clear to the guy, and he was like, "Oh, your UK phone?" And Ed's like, "No, my American phone."
I still think it's funny that he has two different phones.
And so he finally found it. It was in the car that brought him to the Brit Awards. It fell out of his pocket, luckily.
Luckily.
Well,
it'd been lucky if it didn't fall out of his pocket.
Well, you know what I mean.
And then, okay, go on. I'm not going to interrupt you. No, just go.
Oh, he was, during an interview, he's like, "Well, if you found my phone, you can mess around with it. You can do whatever. Just please give it back to me."
Yeah, like and if I found his phone, I would have even, like, taken the CD. I might have listened to it, and then I would have gone on there, gotten Harry Styles' number, and then I would have given it back to him and be like, "Oh, my God, I just found your phone. I hope it nothing's important and isn't here."
And he also said, "Yeah, call whoever you want. Just please give it to me afterwards."
I wouldn't even called Harry. I would have just gotten his number. And then I might have programmed my number into Ed's phone, too.
And then you would have taken Ed's number, too, right?
I might have, like, texted myself so I could have his number.
Well, because he'd have yours.
Yeah. And then, yeah, that's all I would do. And I'd definitely get back. I definitely would steal it. And I'd be like, "The music is really good on here. I didn't listen to it, I swear." Oh, if I could have just found that phone, I'd been the hero of the night. Too bad I don't live in the UK. Anyways, I'm not bitter about that. The best breakthrough artist and the best male artist was Ben Howard, which you just listened to. Which amazes me because he's a British artist, but his stuff is available in America, but you'll never hear it on American radio. It's just astounding because it's so good. Me and Sandra were talking during the break. It's like the music of your soul. You just feel like you've knew the song all your life. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Love that. I love his music. And then best group went to Mumford & Sons. Best international group went to the Black Keys. Best British single went to Adele for Skyfall. What can't she win, though? Like, she'll probably win the, like, United States president in 2016. And she'll also probably win the Olympics that year, too.
I mean, she does it all.
Yeah.
She's probably going to need a house for all the awards she's been winning.
She probably will. Critics' Choice went to Tom Odell, which is another artist that's really good. International, what was it, Success Group or Sensation? International.
Success, I think.
Global. It was the word global in it. It wasn't international. It was like Global Success Award went to One Direction. And there was like Best Female Artist and other ones, but their names were hard to pronounce and I just didn't care enough. And performances were by Taylor Swift, who performed I Knew You Were Trouble, One Direction, Justin Timberlake, Mumford & Sons, and Ben Howard performed. And then, okay, this guy, are you ready for this, Cassandra?
Yes,
she's been like waiting for this.
Ready.
She's
I
been
am
waiting for
ready.
This.
Ready.
Okay, so there was this guy. He was nominated for Best Male Solo. His name's Jake Bugg. And okay, yes, Mom, I know she's not a U.S. citizen, so she can't be president. It was a joke. God. Like, I'm not stupid. It was a joke. God. I swear, some people. Okay, this guy, Jake Bugg, anyways, he was nominated for Best Male Solo, and he didn't win. He lost to Ben Howard. But then he, like, went on to, like, talk about, he's 19, right?
He turned 19 today. He turned 19 today. He was 18 when he did all this.
So, he was, like, talking about the Brit Awards and how he hated it, and he thought it was really stupid, and it was too corporal. And it's just, oh, okay, like, he's a pretentious little pee hole. That's all I'd say about him. Like, oh, he's so indie. Like, why don't you take that indie and shove it? I just don't like people that think they're too cool for things. Like, shut up. Be happy you were even nominated. I'm glad you lost, you pee hole. Do you have anything to say? I know you have a lot to say here. She has, like, a photo of him up on her computer.
He just angers me. Like, he has the nerve to do that. And then that same night, One Direction was nominated for some other music award.
Best group. But they lost to Mumford & Sons. FYI, they knew they were going to. And they rightfully did.
No, the other music award, the NME.
That was tonight, though. That wasn't that same night.
But he talked about it that night.
Okay, go on.
Anyways, so he had the guts to say, after losing at the Brit Awards, he said One Direction has no music talent, knows nothing about music, and all this stuff. And then he's like, the ugliest person in the band is the best singer, and he might know a couple of chords. And those are exact, the last sentence I said were his exact words.
That's the funniest thing I ever heard, the ugliest person in the band. Like, the ugliest person in the band is still, like, 10 times hotter than this guy.
Yes, if, look him up. Like, look at his face.
It's Bug with 2 G's, that's how stupid it is.
And for him to say that One Direction doesn't know anything about music and knows nothing, I didn't know about Jake Bug. Did you know about Jake Bug?
Not very many people do.
No, he has 100,000 followers on Twitter. How many does Harry Styles have?
11 million. Over that, actually.
Exactly. And then he has the guts to tweet something about it. And then Harry and Niall tweet him back about it.
No, Louis did. Harry never said anything.
Oh, Louis and Niall. I like Niall's tweet back, though.
Yeah, he threw pretty good shade. He said something about, it bugs me when artists that we enjoy talk smack or something like that. I don't know. It was good. It was pretty good shade being thrown.
He just makes me mad.
He's just a pretentious little pee hole.
And he only has 3 videos on YouTube, and they aren't very good. I watched some of each one of them just to see who he is, because I've never heard of him before. He just really bugs me. He gets under my skin.
When I was, like, typing out my script, and she was, like, looking him up, and I was like, anything you have to say, don't say it now. I was like, just hold it in. Just hold it in. Clearly she did. Yeah. I just don't like pretentious people. Like, when you think you're better than other people, or you think you're too good for something, like, get out of here. I'll punch you in the face. Like, oh, I would gladly. Not even because he talks smack about One Direction. I don't care. Like, One Direction, they're big boys. They can take care of themselves. And not everyone's going to like their music. That's cool. I don't care. But to be so pretentious as to say, like, this music award is too corporal for him and stupid and it was really boring. You're just butthurt because you didn't win.
And someone better than you won.
Like, I'm sure if he won, he would have had a completely different tune.
Yeah, like, oh, that was the best night of my life. Yeah, oh, I loved it. Like,
take a step back, you pretentious little... Just can't stand pretentious people. Okay, on to the something American, the Oscars. Best Picture went to Argo. Best Actor went to Daniel Day-Lewis, who was in Lincoln. Best Actress was Jennifer Lawrence for Tiffany and Silver Lining Playbook. And as she, like, walked up to get her award, she just fell.
She did it gracefully, though.
I mean, the pictures look graceful, but the actual fall wasn't graceful itself. But then she got back up and did her thing. But her dress was so pretty.
Yes, it was.
I loved her dress. And Supporting, the best supporting actor went to Christopher Waltz from Django Unchained. And best supporting actress went to Anne Hathaway for her role in Les Mis. And her dress was hideous.
Her dress before, because she did, like, she...
Go on.
She swapped dresses, like, all of a sudden, and her first original dress was a lot better than the one she wore.
And didn't her, like, boob pop out in the one she wore?
Yeah, there was a lot of side boob, and then she was just having issues with that dress.
Yeah, it was really ugly. She shouldn't have worn it. And the best song for a movie went to Adele. See, Adele winning everything. She will win president. Watch. It doesn't even matter. They'll, like, make an exception for Adele. They'll be like, oh, she's not an American citizen? Well?
Oh, well.
She's still cool. Everyone loves her. So she won best song for Skyfall. And then there was a 9-year-old actress named... Oh, I don't want to say her name because I just don't want to butcher it. It's... Do you know how to say it?
I have no idea.
Kuvanzane Wallace. And she was nominated for Best Actress. Of course she lost. Like, not of course, but, like, obviously she lost because Jennifer Lawrence won. But then The Onion, which is, like, a satirical online newspaper type thing, they went on to call her the C word. I wrote it out here and I almost said it. They called her the C word. And within an hour, they took the tweet down because it was on Twitter. And that night, I guess, The Onion got so many emails complaining about that tweet. And the next day, there was a formal apology for that. And that was just one of the things talked about that was negative about the Oscars. Seth MacFarlane hosted, and he had a We Saw Your Boob song and We Know You're a Jew song. And he's come under fire for his sexist jokes and taking his jokes too far. And, like, I watched clips of his, because I didn't watch it. I couldn't watch it. I didn't even know what time it was on. I didn't have the time to watch it. But what I saw, like, it wasn't all of his jokes, but what I saw wasn't that offensive. But I heard some things that I guess could have been taken really offensively. So.
Jennifer Lawrence liked his boob song.
That's because he said he didn't see her boobs yet, and she was like, yeah, no, you didn't. But I guess, like, the whole, like, We Saw Your Boob song was people are complaining that it's, like, degrading because most of the time, some of the actresses he, like, said that he saw their boobs, it was like they were playing a character that was, like, sexually abused in some way or raped. And so it's kind of, like, making fun of that. I don't know. I read a whole bunch of things on a whole bunch of sites about how it was offensive. I mean, it's kind of tacky, but I guess, I don't know. I guess people were offended. So, a lot of people were saying that he went too far on his jokes and he was not funny at all. And, okay, when you think that I can't be any more obsessed with anything else because I'm too obsessed with other things, you're wrong. Because I found more things to obsess about. And one is this book that I got last Tuesday called The Fault in Our Stars, and I read it within 6 hours, and it was like 300 something pages. I couldn't sleep that night. Like, I literally stayed up tossing and turning wanting to read the book, and then as soon as it was like light out, I read the book. I got up early and read the book, and it was the best book I've ever read in my entire life. And I've read a lot of books. I'm a big reader. I like reading, and that was the most amazing book in the world. It was funny and sad, and it made me happy and made me cry, and it's just, oh, it was so good. And it's by John Green, and it's about this girl named Hazel, and she has stage 4 cancer, and so she goes to a support group, and she ends up meeting this boy named Augustus Waters, and for a make-a-wish thing, they end up going to Amsterdam to meet their favorite author to have questions about their favorite book answered. And it's just the best book ever. And they're making a movie about it too now. They're making a movie based off the book. And really, the only thing that's been decided on that is the director. And they're thinking this actress named Mae Whitman, who is in... She was in Hope Floats. She was a little girl in Hope Floats. And she was also in Perks of Being a Wallflower. She played Mary Elizabeth. She is, like, they're thinking she's going to get the role of Hazel. And then my other obsession is every night at 10:30, I like to turn on BBC One, The Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw. It's obviously British. It's a radio show. And I just love Nick Grimshaw. He's so funny. I think he's an amazing DJ. I think he's an amazing radio personality. And I like to sit there in the middle of the night pretending that I am just up really early and that I live in the UK.
So this really happens.
It really does.
Just saying.
And I sit there and I stretch and I listen to the radio. And it's like really the best part of my day. Because every day I would just love to wake up and be Nick Grimshaw for a day. Just so I can like have his job, have his friends. It just, like, he has the best job ever. Oh, he was also one of the hosts of the Brit Awards. Like, how cool is that? That's so cool. I would love to be him. Oh, I love Nick Grimshaw. Anyways, I'm going to stop talking about Nick Grimshaw and I'm gonna play another song. And I will play Tom Odell. He won Critics' Choice on the Brit Awards. And this is Tom. I'm going to play Tom Odell, Can't Pretend. And this is DJLC. And if you're just tuning in, I already went over the Brit Awards, Oscars, and my current obsessions. And next, I have a whole section on Justin Bieber. It's something. So you're listed DJLC on radio.dominican.edu, and I totally lost. Oh, this is Tom Odell with Can't Pretend. Hold on. Here it comes.
Love, I have wounds only you can mend. You can mend. I guess that's love. I can't pretend. I can't pretend. Oh, oh, oh. Feel my skin is rough, but it can't be cleansed. It can be cleansed. Oh, my arms are tough, but they can be bent. They can be bent. And I wanna fight, but I can't contend. I guess that's love. pretend. I can't pretend. Oh, oh, oh. I guess that's love. I can't pretend. I can't pretend. Oh, oh, oh.
Hello, this is DJLC on rio.dominican.edu, and we are back, and we are on to the next subject of Justin Bieber. That's just like the broad subject. I don't want to get into the title of the topic just yet, because the title of the topic says it all. I guess I'll get on the title of the topic now. The title of the topic is Why Justin Bieber Needs Me as a Friend. And I'm just going to clear things up. Like, yeah, that'd be cool, you know, be Justin Bieber's friends. But he's not on my top. He's not anywhere near the top of my list for celebrities I want to be friends with. Really, this is for his benefit, not mine. But he needs me. He really does. And here's why. His clothing choice. I saw this picture of him. First off, it looked like he pooed himself.
It looked like he had a diaper on.
Yeah. Looked like he pooped his diaper. And he was wearing
purple leopard jeans.
No, they weren't jeans. They were like sweats.
Whatever they were.
They were like
hideous.
Purple leopard print pants. And then he was wearing this like bright yellow hat that had all these studs on it. And he had the nerve to talk about the hat he was never going to wear again because it was too bright. But you're going to walk out in those pants? Are you serious? Like, who told him that was okay? Like, it is literally the most disgusting pair of pants I've ever seen. They should be burned. And then he wears overalls and thinks that's okay? Oh, his clothing choices are just so terrible, and I just don't know why. Like, why, when you have that much money, would you dress that stupidly all the time? Oh my god, he just has, like, the worst fashion taste ever, and it makes me so happy that I like One Direction and they dress really nicely. Oh god, just Justin Bieber's a mess. And then
that's the only the beginning.
Oh yeah, there's a lot. I was only gonna have like two or three things on here, and then it just kept growing. He needs to pull up his pants, or don't wear pants at all, because he literally, like, it doesn't cover his butt at all. Like, his butt is hanging out. You can see his underwear or boxers or whatever he's wearing. You can see them.
Like, his complete butt is out of the jeans.
Yeah, like, it's like, you might as well not be wearing pants at all. Like, they're not serving a purpose at this point. And, like, and then when he sags his pants so low, it makes it look like he has, like, 2-inch legs. And it just makes him look really disproportionate. It's just, what are you doing? Don't ever sag your pants that low. Like, it is not okay. And then he does this thing where he wears clothes.
Like, actual normal clothes. Normal like, clothes. It's a fitted outfit. Like, his pants are pulled up. Everything.
He wears them in the pool. It was during a music video, but he was wearing clothes in the pool. But at his concert, he showed his butt, like his bare butt.
Like, yeah.
And he's Instagrammed a picture of his bare butt. So you're going to show your bare butt at a concert, but you're not even going to wear like a swimsuit and a appropriate attire at a pool? Like, this is just so backwards. Like, what are you doing? And see, I would tell him these things. Like, I'm like, Justin, doll.
Get your life together.
Like, you need to not do this. And my next subtopic on this is he needs to go over Selena. She is basic, okay? Like, she was nothing. Okay, people can argue she had her own career before him, but she was never as big as she was until she started dating him. And if she didn't date him, she'd still be just a Disney Channel star and nothing more. Like, she is basic, Justin. You need to get that through your head. You could do better. And this whole, like, getting it back together and breaking up with her, I'm sick of it. I am done. Okay? And he should be too. Even though he's like, I guess he's going out with some girls now. I don't really care.
Some girl from the UK. She's a model.
Ooh.
So I don't know her name.
Yeah, because we don't care. He needs to get over the basic.
She's pretty, though.
Basic girls here. Moving on. See, this is what I could tell him, though. Like, I could give him life advice. He needs to stop. He needs to get over his hair. Like, he thinks he has the most, like, the best hair ever. Like, he doesn't let people touch his hair. Like, he has this thing. Like, this one time I saw this video, and this girl was blind. And she was, like, he was, like, letting her feel his face. And when she went to go touch his hair, like, his security, like, stopped them. Because, like, he has something... his hair, and he was like, no, it's okay, she can touch my hair, but she had to get permission to touch his hair. Like clearly he has like this obsession with his hair, and honestly, your hair is not that great.
I could name many people with
better hair. Like, your hair is just not, it's pretty basic. Like, your hair is not that great. Get over your hair. And this next one might be like the biggest one that I have a problem. Okay, now Ollie's I have a really big problem with. Honestly, I'm getting annoyed just talking about it. He's a very annoying figure to talk about. But he needs to stop saying swaggy. It is not a word, okay? Like, swaggy is not okay to say. It's never okay to say. It's not okay to sing. No. And I can't stand when I see people in everyday life say swaggy. And yes, I have heard a couple people in my everyday life say swaggy. And it's just like, if Justin Bieber can't pull it off, neither can you. Like, Justin, just stop saying swaggy. Oh God, how I wish Kim was listening to this. Like, she needs to get set straight. Okay? Like, she just, this is a mess. He is a mess. And he wears bedazzled clothes. Like, he has vests that are bedazzled. And it's just, why? Why do you have bedazzled clothes? Like, you're not on Dancing with the Stars. You're not on ice skating with the stars. Like, there's no reason to have bedazzled clothes. Not even at concerts. Definitely not at concerts. You do not need to shine bright like a diamond, okay? I think, like, his clothing is really, like, the biggest thing. Like, he just has the worst fashion sense. I don't know who tells him it's okay to do these things. Actually, I feel like he's gone so big that people don't tell him because it's like, oh, it's Justin Bieber. He can do whatever he wants. No. You're Justin Bieber, but you still need a check, okay? You need someone to keep you in check. And I can do that for you. I can be a friend like that. And another thing is, he needs to stop doing too much. And this, I have an example. When he was coming out with his video for Boyfriend, he had 10 different teasers. 10 of them. And so you got so excited for the video. You're like, oh, this is going to be so cool. It's going to be a really good video. You know what those teasers were? They weren't in the video. They were in the video for like 0.5 seconds. Half of a second they were in the video. They were literally just a glimpse of the teasers in the video. And he did 10 of them. Can you say that's not doing too much? Because it is doing the most. And that's the most... Oh, I can't stand when people do too much. And now he came out with an acoustic album and he has like all these really annoying, sappy songs. And yes, I've listened to them over and over again because my friend loves them. And there's one called Nothing Like Us where he just whines about Selena, basic. And he has one called Yellow Raincoat, which is like this really big metaphor about being lonely and keeping your wall up. And how the fame and the girls and the money is just a cover for how unhappy he really is. Well, maybe if you stopped saying swaggy, you'd be happier. That's my theory. And this one is actually a big one, okay? Stop hanging out with Lil Twist. He is another little pee hole. Him and Jake Bugg should just hang out. Because Lil Twist, one, he's the one that you were smoking weed with and got caught. Big mistake. He was also the one that... was it $4,000 worth of damage in that hotel?
I think $10,000.
$10,000 worth of damage in a hotel that him and Justin were staying in. And then he was also the one driving Justin's car when that paparazzi got killed. Like, Lil Twist is just, first off, he's a nobody, and he's trying to grub off of your fame, Justin. Number two, he's trouble. Trouble. You need me, Justin. And you know what? I am right here when you're ready to accept this help. You just give me a call and I will be your friend. I want nothing more from you. Don't worry. I don't want your fame. I don't want you. don't worry. I'm just going to help you out. This is all for your benefit, not mine. Because I'd rather have, you know, Ed Sheeran as a friend over you. So let's just get this clear. And then on to this lovely topic of celebrity gossip. There was rumors going around of Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth splitting up and calling off their engagement and saying that Liam Hemsworth was cheating on her with this model. She's a model, right?
Yes.
She's a model named January Jones. And that's not the stupidest name I've ever heard. I don't know what is. But she has a kid, too. But because he was seen going to like an Oscars after party with her, and Miley went to an Oscars after party with her mom. Hold on. Cassandra, can you talk for a second?
Yeah.
Okay, keep talking.
And also, he was also caught at a gas station with January and not Miley.
But yeah, that was, I saw a report that happened, and then on E! News, it said, no fears, they're not breaking up. And I guess Miley wasn't with Liam because Miley's mom had never been to this one party, and so she took her mom instead of Liam, and so Liam did his own thing, and she is not worried about him cheating. I mean, I don't want to sound weird, but hallelujah, I love them. They are just so cute.
They really are.
I hope they have an E! Special for their wedding. I'd probably buy it on DVD. I love them. Oh, God, this next one just gets me every time. There are... this is just so funny. There's reports that Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift are going out.
That's how much I care.
First off, in my notes, I'm like, can we not? Because they're not going. Okay, first off, one report says that they went out in spring. One report says they went out in between when she went out with Connor and when she went out with Harry, so like 2 weeks. He says they've never gone out and that they're just friends. And he also says that he's not her type, which I don't know what her type would be. Like, you don't like nice guys then? Because Ed Sheeran's a nice guy. Yeah, so it says that they're going to try again, which the again part makes me laugh because they were never going out in the first place. Because they're going on tour together. And I don't feel like he would even do that. Because one, him and Harry are like bros. Like, they're super close. And it's bro code right there. Like, you don't. And when she publicly dissed Harry, he was like sitting right there, and that's his best friend. So I think he knows not to even go there. But then she's also rumored to be dating Tom Odell, who I just played his song. So who knows who she's dating? Who knows who's getting it in with her? But then at the Brit Awards, this one, this gets me. Like, I can't. There was pictures. Okay, first off, she was really, really drunk. You could just tell she was gone. At the after parties for the Brits. There's pictures of her dancing with Jordan from Rizzle Kicks. Let that sink in. Because that's my number 4 on my list. And she's already attacked my number 1. And I was okay with it at the time. I was like, you know, he's happy, she's happy. I liked her, I like him. Cool, whatever. But then, you know, we all know how that turned out. I've reported on how that turned out. Not my number 4, Taylor, okay? Back it up. I'm just saying. And then Holly Madison, she was Hugh Hefner's old girlfriend. She is about to have a baby. And afterwards, she reports that she would like to have her placenta turned into pills that she can take. And, like, the caption just says that she wants to eat her placenta. And I just had this picture of her literally eating just the placenta. And I wasn't even going to click on it because I didn't want to hear it. I just like, oh, I don't want to read about this. This is gross. But then it's just getting turned to pills. And I guess people do this.
January Jones.
Oh, January Jones did it. Jan Jones. That's what I abbreviated her name as. January Jones, what a stupid name. Like, oh, let's think of a really dumb name. Let's call our kid January.
I wonder if she was born in January.
Oh, that'd be even dumber. No, I hope she's born in July, actually.
I kind of want to look.
Look it up and get back to me.
I will.
And Law and Order, they did a episode about Chris Brown and Rihanna.
January 5th.
Oh, my God.
1976.
It's not even original. Like, what should we call her? It is January. January it is. I cannot stand dumb January names, Chris dumb people.
Jen.
Is that her last name?
No, Jones is.
Well,
her parents' names are Marvin and Karen.
That's normal, though. January's a stupid name.
It is.
It's like Coco and Apple, and might as well name your kid Crisp. But Law and Order did a Chris Brown and Rihanna episode, and in it, they like basically had everything that went down between Chris Brown and Rihanna, but their character's name was like Clayton. What was it? Shoot, when did I write it down? It was a really common name. Oh, it's gonna irritate me. Anyways, the character that played that was supposed to be Chris Brown, the character's initials were CB. Oh, and then he ends up killing her at the end, and I think they're trying to say that's foreshadowing. Oh my God, that scared me. And then Jennifer Lawrence and Josh Hutcherson were caught smoking weed in a hotel room together when they're shooting
Catching Fire,
and like it's being made a really big deal, but like I don't see why it's a big deal. It's just weed. Oh, it's okay. It's just weed. I mean, it's not like they were like shooting up meth and like sacrificing pigs to like the movie gods or something. Like, I didn't see the big deal in it.
Like, they're people.
Yeah, like, do you know how many people smoke weed? Like, they could be doing a lot worse. And Ryan Lochte is getting his own show, and it's going to be called What Would Ryan Lochte Do? Like, I can tell you what he's going to do. He's probably just going to pee in a pool the whole time, because that's all he's really qualified to do. Like, I'm just going to rip my eyes and my ears out to get ready for this show, because that's how stupid it's going to be. But of course, I'm going to watch it, because I love to torture myself with stupidity. And, oh, there was a cover done for, I couldn't read the font of the magazine, but I think it's called Official Homies, honestly. Homemes. And it was Kim and Kanye, and it's just like this, they're both topless, and it's like his back is turned towards the camera, and then he's like kissing her neck, and she's just like, I don't know, I don't want to say that, I don't know, it's just really gross, and why? I don't want to see that. No one wants to see that. That's disgusting. You can look up on E Online. They have pictures of the cover. And it's just a really weird cover. Like, no one really cares. Do you have something to say?
I found his name. Caleb Bryant.
Caleb Bryant. That was the character's name. CB, Chris Brown. And in it, they, like, he beats her up. She defends him in court. They run away together in Bermuda. And then he kills her. Anyways, that's the whole Law and Order for you right there. But back to what I was saying. Girls Gone Wild has gone bankrupt. Oh, no, what are we going to do without college-aged boobies all over your TV? Like, ugh, how terrible is this? This is such a loss.
It is. I don't know what.
And I was going to try to be on it. No, I'm totally kidding. I wasn't. I would never. If you're sad about, if you like Girls Gone Wild, be sad because they're going bankrupt. And, of course, I guess, this has become like a thing. I have to end with One Direction or something. So One Direction started their tour. And during the tour, the shoe was thrown up on stage. And Harry picked it up. Harry Styles picked it up. And he's like, where's the other shoe? And whack, it just comes and hits him right in the crotch. And he falls. He just like falls down. And like Louis was singing at the time. And he just carries on singing or whatever he was doing. He just walks away.
I think they were talking to the crowd, like doing Twitter questions.
They were doing Twitter questions. But he just walks away, and like Liam comes up and sees it's okay, and Zane is laughing at him.
And Niall just stares at him.
And he ends up being fine, obviously. Like, trust me, I've kicked my brother in the crotch enough times to know he'll be fine. But this girl that threw the shoe, her mom, I guess she went home and told her mom about it, and her mom made her like publicly apologize, and her excuse was that she just wanted Harry to hold something that was hers. And I took that a completely different way than her shoes, but I thought she was talking about something else that he was holding after he got hit, and I thought she was calling that hers. But and then Niall got his tar. Okay, he like just got his license, and he just got a brand new Range Rover, and then he got it towed away for parking in a no parking zone for too long. And it's been like a month. Like, first off, who gave this kid his license? Second of all, you don't even deserve that Range Rover. Like, hand it over to me. I deserve it more. And there's this award show called the NME, which is the New Musical Expression, and that happened like a couple hours ago. And One Direction got Worst Band, and Harry got Villain of the Year.
Like, who makes these categories?
Harry Styles got Villain of the Year, and I'm assuming this is because his, like, I don't, what would it even be for? Breaking up with Taylor Swift? Like, what has he done that that's consist of a villain?
Because, you know, donating $3,000 worth of pizza to the homeless is very villainous.
That's so evil. Like, if you want a Villain of the Year, nominate me. Like, I would never give $3,000 to the homeless. I would never spend that money on pizza for the homeless. I'd spend that money on pizza for me. Like, that's a pretty good person if you ask me. And it was on his day off. Like, he could have been doing anything. He could have been going to, like, I don't know, strip clubs. He could have been, like, shopping, spending some money on himself. I don't know. He could have been doing anything. But instead, he was giving food to the homeless. If that doesn't scream Villain of the Year, I don't know what does. But that wraps up this show. And it has been a lovely one. So this is DJLC on radio.dominican.edu, and you can catch me next week, right? We have school next week.
Yes, we do.
Okay, next week, same time, same place, 7 o'clock, only at radio.dominican.edu. And I'm going to leave you with Two Door Cinema Club next year. Right about now.
I don't know where I'm going to rest my head tonight.